Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Some NFL fans are getting their underpants in a wad. They're upset with the new hype video from the NFL on their official Twitter account.
This is the NFL hype video, not the Chiefs hype video. Yeah, but I'm sorry the Chiefs are in it because we won again.
Let's play just a short clip of it. By the way, it opens up with Aaron Rodgers in an away Jets uniform running through the tunnel with an American flag. So it's a lot of plays, a lot of play-by-play.
Yeah.
The hype video.
Yeah, it's a hype video.
I feel hyped.
The problem with it, according to some NFL fans, is Taylor Swift appears in a 30-second hype video 5 times.
Haters gonna hate.
More times than Patrick Mahomes.
More times than any other player. Okay. She first appears before the end of the first second.
Just wait. While she is mentioned in the hype video visually, it is a split second of her jumping up and down in the booth. A split second of her hugging Travis during the Super Bowl at the end. It's like less than a nanosecond you see her.
She's a big fan of NFL football.
To be fair, Dolly Parton also makes an appearance in this video.
Once.
So?
I'm just saying. All I'm doing is reporting the news. That's what I do. I'm a reporter.
I am 24 seconds in, and I have not seen Patrick Mahomes yet.
He appears at the very end.
At the very end. They save the best for last.
There's another Taylor Swift sighting.
Right before the first Patrick
Mahomes. We counted as five. The promo video is a look back at the 2023 season. It was a magical season. Everything about it was magical. Love is magical. Listen,
I couldn't care less how many times Taylor Swift appears in the video. But the diehards and the purists are not happy, according to TMZ.
Mahomes got 1 millisecond holding the Lombardi.
TMZ writes, it's Taylor's league and everyone else is just playing in
it. Well, by the way, Dolly Parton is the only other non-football player to appear in the video.
Well, except for the super fan from the Chargers. The crazy super fan that everybody said was a plant.
Yes.
Yeah, she got about half a second.
Is she in there?
Okay.
But she's not a celebrity per se.
Well, they apparently, the people making the video were looking for anything from the rest of the league that was actually interesting to put into a hype video.
And Dan and Dana and Sam, what you also have to take into account.
Are the Brads and Chads?
Is, well, the NFL is in the business of expanding, and I hate this term, its brand. And, and where they do not have fans.
Did not prior to.
Are young and teenage
fans.
Girls.
And, they're trying to make inroads.
And young. Yes. Young women and teenage girls are flocking to at least Kansas City Chiefs broadcasts.
Naturally.
Because they're hoping to see Taylor Swift. You can't blame the NFL for wanting to make more money.
Capitalizing on what?
Of course. Here's the other thing. It's not her fault they placed her in a hype video.
That is correct.
No, it's their fault.
And by the way, and we're going to start hearing about this come Thursday night, I imagine, or tomorrow night. Can't believe it's already Wednesday.
I'm so excited.
So presumably Taylor Swift is in town, and she's going to be at Arrowhead tomorrow night.
Of course.
What if she's living here?
Wait, I have two ears but can only hear one voice at a time. What? What'd you say, Sam?
What if she's not?
Well, then here come the rumors that they broke up. But she's going to be at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night, and she is going to appear on that broadcast several times.
It's not her fault.
That is right. She does not dictate how many times CBS or NBC or I know some of the games are on Netflix this season. It's not her fault that
you
they're putting her on TV.
You saw her at one point last season say, oh, please stop showing me on the jump. Like, please stop. I'm just here to support the team. But we are thrilled for that support, by the way. We are so lucky to have her. So lucky to have Travis. So lucky to have Patrick. So lucky to have Brittany. People are looking for a reason to hate us, and I did not understand this until you travel and you mention the Chiefs.
Yes.
We had a hated team
in the NFL.
We had a bartender over the weekend who happened to be a cousin to Kyle Isbell of the Royals. Randomly, we are in Nebraska. The bartender is a cousin to Isbell on the Royals. And I said, so of course you're a Royals fan. Oh my gosh, isn't it great? And they've been doing great. We need a win tonight. And I go, I mean, a Chiefs fan, of course. And he goes, oh, well, I mean, absolutely the Royals. I mean, he's my cousin. We have become, and then he kind of stumbled and he goes, but no, I'm a Packers fan or whatever it was. And I go, you know what? I just did not realize until you start traveling that we are now like the eye roll that the Patriots were for however many years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we are the new Patriots, no question.
We are, no doubt. No doubt.
And the Taylor,
that doesn't help.
It has contributed, I think, to the
hatred.
I don't want to say hatred, but to the eye rolling for anyone outside of this town.
Well, it's
I don't
hard
understand
to see all the haters and losers from way up high on our pedestal.
Thank you, Dan. I agree. Right.
You can't see any of them from Western Shawnee.
Nor do I care.
Now, you can't fault the NFL for this because, to Scott's point, they are constantly trying to expand their brand, and they've got the golden key to doing so. The golden egg is sitting inside the Chiefs Stadium in an Arrowhead suite. They're going to show her as much as they can.
Well, arguably one of the two largest, if not the largest, musical sensation in the world right now. The only other one would be Beyonce.
It would be marketing malfeasance if they didn't take advantage.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, Dana and I, Sam, tell me if you agree with me on this.
It
ain't eye rolling. It's hate.
Where did this start?
When you win.
Everything about it is so great. And when I do travel, I tell people that this team has transformed this town. Before Taylor, Patrick Mahomes and what he and Brittany have done for soccer and the Royals ownership. And you honestly think that all of these other things, it somehow didn't help that they are part of this community, that we end up with the NFL draft and we end up now with World Cup and we end up with being on the map in a way that we have never been on the map before, ever, in any time in our history.
Well, and you have to remember the messaging. Back when we drafted Patrick Mahomes, everybody was like, well, what do these dummies think they're doing?
Yeah,
he's not going to do anything for the team.
Well.
This team is horrible. What do they think that drafting this guy at 10th place is going to do anything for them? We win the first Super Bowl. We get a little bit of hate, and they're like, hey, good for them. It's been a while.
Keep in mind, we had a number one draft pick, and I know we're not a sports station, but Alex Smith was a number one draft pick. He was not a first round number, or he wasn't a first round draft pick. He was a number one
draft pick. We lose the following year, and everybody was like, ha-ha, look at them. They suck again.
But this is what happens.
But the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl.
When you start to win, when a team starts to become very successful, as this one clearly has, other people in other towns, and I don't know if it's jealousy or they just get sick of hearing the name Kansas City Chiefs, they start to hate the team and then subsequently start to hate the city. Just like we all hated Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Just like everybody, they still hate the Dallas Cowboys from the 1990s.
Well, that's never going to change.
22 minutes ago, CBS Sports showed the field preparations underway, complete with the restriping and repainting of all of the
hash marks.
I'm so excited. Let's go.
Have you secured a ticket yet?
It's coming, Sam.
We know.
Day is still young.
I have never in my life. This is not a joke. This is the truth. I've never in my life seen somebody who can finagle their way into an event. It doesn't even have to be a sporting event like you can. You have a sixth sense about you.
If I don't end up at the game tomorrow night, it is fine because you could watch that game. No, you could watch that game anywhere and just be, I'm just so excited. This whole town is so excited.
But I love the response you got from downstairs. Yeah, you've been heard.
Good to know.
Good to know. That's it. Good to know.
Good to know.
You know, I really, really, really.
That's office speak for who is this?
Yeah, right. I'll recognize your name in week two, not week one.
apparently, they're doing a huge fan rally broadcast at Union Station tomorrow morning.
What network has it tomorrow? Is it NBC?
Through NBC's Today Show, starting at 6 a.m., live pep rally broadcasts will be featured on the Today Show soon after 6:30 a.m. and again at 8 a.m.
They did that when the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl, too. They were at Union Station.
Doors up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Thursday Night Football is Amazon Prime.
Ooh, good to know.
No, but locally, they have to put it on one of the major four. You cannot put an in-market game on a subscription service only.
Locally.
That's what I meant. In-market.
In-market.
NBC.
NBC, okay. Yeah.
Channel 41.
If it's in-market, they have to put it on one of the major four.
So everyone locally can see Taylor.
Right. 913-586-7798.
Okay, I love this song.
Apparently, the Amazon games don't start until next week. The game is on NBC nationwide tomorrow night.
We just looked around quick on all of the local channels. They're all in some form or fashion of adjacent Chiefs coverage, even if it's a local bakery's making cookies in red and yellow.
Yeah. you're not making that up.
Actually in the newscast. I said to Scott during the break, I go, this is not a morning show. This is in an evening newscast because that's how starved people are on this Red Wednesday for Chief stuff. Then this from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium.
Okay. What was that noise you just
public
made?
Service announcement for our listeners. Migrating birds need our help this season. Caw-caw-caw, caw-caw-caw!
Oh, okay.
Did you know, Scott, it is peak migration season?
Is it beak migration season?
Get out.
Okay.
You can help protect birds.
That was so weak.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
You can help protect birds passing through our fine town by turning off your lights and drawing the shades.
Caw-caw-caw, caw-caw-caw!
Bright lights can disorient birds and cause fatalities. By going by going hashtag lights out, we can create safe passage for nature.
This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Well, what about streetlights and stoplights? I mean, you can't make a city dark.
Before you dismiss it, there is legitimate science, unlike the kitten purring thing. There is legitimate science backing this, that they will get distracted and they will go off course when they see a light. But you're exactly right. They're not going to turn the streetlights off.
You can also help protect local wildlife each year by using window treatments that can help prevent building collisions.
Buildings collide with each other?
It's a really fast building.
Enormous problem. I love birds. I don't want them to have fatal collisions with buildings. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to change all of my habits at home to...
I'll tell you something. And I think it's been... I think it's gone now. Years and years ago, before we had the pleasure of adding you to this fine radio station, I was sitting in this very chair looking at Mike.
Yeah.
And there was a hawk. And I love hawks. It's my favorite bird. And all I could see is that thing beelining itself to this building. I don't know if it saw its own reflection or what.
Here it comes.
But I'm just minding my own business, and I'm looking over Mike's shoulder, and I see this hawk flying straight at us from a distance. That stupid moron ran straight into the window right behind you, and I just see kabam, and his face goes right into the window, left a huge mark. I don't know if it was like something, you know, like an oil on their feathers or something. I don't know if they have that. And I saw that dumb idiot bird just drop straight down. He lived.
Okay.
Now he had a bad concussion.
Have you never walked into a door? We have all done that, where you walk into the door.
I've seen other people do it, and then we...
Is there anything more embarrassing as a grown-ass adult than walking directly into a glass door?
We had an event one time at... it was down in Power and Light. Sam, what's that? It's a whiskey or something where they put the red wax on it. Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
Maker's Mark had a restaurant down in the Power and Light District one time, and we were having a listener event there in the back room. And they had a big glass door that led into the back room. And this guy walks, we were all in there. He was leaving the room to go to the bathroom. And the door was closed. He walked straight into it. I mean, face first, right into the window, and fell down. And I helped him up. And he goes, "I'm going to sue." And
Oh my God.
No, no, no. I go, "Who are you going to sue? Windex?" And he goes, "No, I'm going to sue you." I said, "I didn't put the door there, you moron." I don't think I've ever run into a door.
I've walked through multiple screen doors in my life.
Have you ever shut a car door on your own hand?
That I have not.
It takes a very specific set of skills.
I heard that when you do it, it is rather remarkable.
A completely remarkable injury.
But the doctor will tell you it's unremarkable, even though you know it to be remarkable.
Doesn't that kill you? When you do that,
it can definitely injure you very badly, like close to death.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. When we get back, story out of Osawatomie, down in Miami County. They were supposed to start their football season on Friday night, varsity football.
What happened?
They have forfeited every single game this season.
Did you just say forfeited?
Forfeited. Forfeited.
Sam. Did he just say forfeited?
Forfeited.
Forfeited?
He said forfeited.
I heard forfeit.
No.
Forfeited?
No, he did
forfeited.
Not. Forfeited. It's forfeited. You said he forfeited.
What?
I swear to you, roll it back. That's what you said.
Well, diction is one of my better qualities.
Not in that case, it wasn't. Dan,
yes?
When you just say you're not going to play the game anymore because you can't, that team, what is the verb?
They forfeit their games?
Yes.
Forfeit.
No. Forfeited.
Sam, play it back.
Forfeited.
This is the original clip.
Forfeited.
Yes, forfeited.
Forfeited.
No. Forfeited.
You are putting the emphasis on the four and not the fitted.
Dan, do you find anything wrong with the way I just pronounced that word? Sam, one more time. Just forfeited. Forfeited.
Forfeited.
Thank you. Forfeited. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a slight.
There's too much emphasis on the four.
All right, we're splitting hairs here.
Really?
I think the hairs may be a little split, but.
Thank you, guys.
But, I mean, you do say forward or something like that.
He forward-vented.
No, I've changed that.
Are they
because you guys all make.
No.
You guys made fun of me because I said I would always say forward, and now I make a point of saying forward.
It has been noticed.
Thanks
for you, Scott. See, we can all do better.
Can we focus or can we focus?
No.
On the story about football.
You just forfeited, you're right, to talk about football.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Forfeited. Story here from Channel 5. For those of you in the community, we would love to hear from you, even if you're not. That's fine, too. 913-586-7798. On Tuesday, yesterday, the Osawatomie School District held a meeting for football players, their parents, and members of the community to answer any questions they may have surrounding the decision to forfeit the varsity football season. The Trojans were supposed to play Prairie View this Friday, but last week the district made their announcement, citing student safety concerns as their main reason. Quoting here from the Osawatomie Superintendent Greg Clark, we have mostly freshmen and sophomores, and to have them play against seniors and juniors from other districts would put their safety at risk, both physically and mentally.
Do you agree?
They probably wouldn't win a lot of games.
I mean, if you have some fully developed 18-year-olds going up against some not developed at all 15-year-olds, you're going to have a problem.
The feelings surrounding the decision were mixed at the meeting, said parent Sean Hutchinson, disappointed in a lot of ways. I have a really disappointed kid at home that lives for football. I get the injury aspect of it and keeping the kid safe, but at the same time, you get hurt in JV too. It's just a risk you take when you step on the field, no matter what age or what size.
He says, we live for football season and Friday Night Lights. There's nothing better than that. Like I said, I get the safety aspect of it. They got to do what's best, whether people agree or not. Here's what breaks my heart, not just for the kids who have been excited to play and have been looking forward to this, especially as incoming freshmen. Some of them have played in middle school and in competitive leagues. If there is a kid or two that could go on and play Division I or Division II or at a community college level, this wipes out a quarter of their playing history in high school.
Oh, without question.
And so would the parents of those kiddos, if you really think that there's a shot that they're very, very good at football, would you not be transferring that kid out?
Oh, so, well, it's probably not that easy. I mean, you got to keep in mind, there are two Miami County, I'm not making fun of you, but there are only two towns really in Miami County, Paola and Osawatomie. And where are you going to send your kid?
Wouldn't they have known this 2 years ago when all of the outgoing seniors were graduating and they didn't have that many
coming up
sophomores and juniors coming through the pike? Yeah.
Well, and I actually disagree with this decision. Osawatomie High School was told if it didn't have a varsity football team, it couldn't have a junior varsity football team.
Oh, I completely disagree with that as well.
They play in the Pioneer League. Following the decision and that announcement last week, the school made multiple calls to other schools in the area to see if they would play them in JV.
Oh.
So they can't play in Pioneer League games. The question becomes, can you find other people in other leagues to play you in JV?
The district is calling this, quote, a reset year and hopes to have varsity back next year. But you're going to do that then with kids who have not played at that level,
right?
Which, again, you're losing that year. I don't.
So they did get six schools that would play them in JV.
Good.
Four of those games are away. Two are at home.
Oh, I feel so
like
bad
on September 9th, which is, I think, sometime early next week. I think Monday. They're going to play Harmon at home, JV. Then they travel to Fort Scott the next week, Pleasanton at home, and then they have away games at Paola, St. Thomas Aquinas, and Baldwin City.
Have you ever heard of this happening before?
No.
Is it that the town is losing residents, and those 2 years, for whatever reason, there were more girls born, or there were more kids that transferred out?
Or for whatever reason, the kids who are now 18, 17, some maybe 16 juniors and seniors.
Didn't have sisters or brothers?
Or just aren't interested in playing football. I mean, Osawatomie is not a big town.
I know, but that even makes this more puzzling because in the small town, the Friday night lights is what brings the town together on Friday nights.
I stand corrected. Lewisburg is also in Miami County. You're right, guys.
Their total enrollment, at least according to U.S. News and World Report, which I don't know why they have these statistics, but for 9 through 12 is 281 students.
Okay, that's but then why? It's not. But then, Sam, why is this the first year this has happened? You would think then every year that they would be struggling to field a varsity. This also is going to affect the kids who are in band, the cheerleaders, dance team, all of that stuff.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Now, if you're a senior, are they going to let you play on JV? The answer is probably no.
That breaks my heart.
That's not fair to the other JV teams that have agreed to play you. And, you know, to put an 18-year-old kid out there playing against 14 and 15-year-olds, that's not fair. So do they have I'm asking out of ignorance because I don't know. In Osawatomie, since apparently they are going to field a 6-game JV season, is it just for freshmen and sophomores?
But if you just throw general statistics in there, assuming that 50% of it is men and 50% are women, we're looking at 35 male seniors and 35 male juniors. You're going to have 75% of the male student body, juniors and seniors, interested in playing football.
You know what I'm saying, Sam? You're telling me in a school that size, this is the first time this has happened? It would happen all the time in smaller schools. And it doesn't. So explain that.
And I would only point out, when I went to Lansing, I think we had a student body of just over 400. Granted, it's bigger than the 280 in Osawatomie, but we had a little more than 400 people in our high school. You had to, we ran out of jerseys.
Yeah.
We had so many kids coming out for football. Granted, that was before high school soccer was popular. We didn't even have a soccer team.
So Sports Illustrated has picked up this story. Osawatomie did go 0-9 in each of the last two seasons and has not won a single varsity football game since a 30-14 win over Baldwin back in 2021. So maybe this has been a slow decline up to this point.
So you're saying they stink?
No, I'm just saying maybe it's not brand new that it's tough to field an entire team.
Let's go to Aaron on line 1-586-7798. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. So I know in Missouri that students can transfer to different schools, and your parents are responsible for paying for the transportation. And so I believe in Kansas they can do the same thing.
That's correct.
So if you've gone to a school with a crummy football team and you want to be on a good football team because you want to increase your odds of being in front of a talent scout so that you can go to college, what are you going to do? You're going to go to a better school like Blue Valley or Paola or any of those other schools that are nearby that are close enough that you can, you know, get transportation there when mom and dad drop you off on the way to work and get yourself in front of that talent scout and maybe, you know, play for a better team.
Well, maybe. Or what you could do, and maybe this is sacrilege, but why not combine Paola and Osawatomie?
Bingo.
And there you go.
Paola Osawatomie?
Well, I mean,
Gardner Edgerton High School.
Say it again.
Gardner Edgerton High School.
Baser Linwood High School. I mean, it's not unheard of.
Osawatomiola?
Okay. Well, no, that's too much Osawatomie and not enough Paola. Osaola.
Paola Watomie.
Okay.
We've just solved the issue.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
That's what we do. We're problem solvers. John in Olathe. John, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Thank you. So there's a lot more to this story. This has been going on for a long time. When you don't have a youth program and you don't go play in the same places that Lewisburg and Paola and Spring Hill and DeSoto and all the other towns go to, this is a result of that. You didn't have the support locally. People did not want to travel up to the city. And this has been about 7 years in the making. In addition to that, there's administrators and folks that have cycled coaches for different reasons. They've had some great coaches there. They've run them off. There's a lot more to the story.
Well, John, the whole thing makes me sad. It makes me sad for the kids and for the families and then for all of the other kids who take part in some form or fashion. I mean, think about homecoming. Is there not a homecoming football game now? You want to come home to the...
Well, it could be the September 23rd JV game against Pleasanton.
Oh.
At 6 o'clock on a Monday night. That could be your homecoming game. Just have the dance a couple days before on a Saturday. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We'll grab one more call on this. Hang tight, Gavin, because somebody had a great point on the text line. Ray Peck in Missouri, Ray More Peculiar, is two cities that have one school. And somebody on the text line says, and I don't know if this is true or not, I'm just telling you what somebody on the text line says, that Spring Hill is in need of a new high school. Why not merge Spring Hill and Osawatomie?
There you go.
I don't know how far away they are. I don't get down to Miami County very often.
And Ray Peck, by the way, is massive.
They're a 6A school in Missouri. Yes. Yeah. Gavin in Smithville. Gavin, hello.
Hey. I knew of a school. You know, my high school is about that size, the high school I went to. My graduating class was right around 50 kids. And there was a neighboring school that they had a couple really bad seasons. And opposed to, you know, canceling their varsity squad, they went down to the 8-man league. And they just played with less boys on the field.
Can you do that?
There is eight-man football, but it's usually reserved for towns that I think are smaller than Osawatomie. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of depends on the record and the size of the school, certainly, but...
I mean, would the 8-man league even allow a school as, you know, and I'm not saying Osawatomie is a big school, 280 kids or whatever, but I mean, that seems a bit big for an 8-man football league.
I'm not entirely sure what the MISTA regulations are on it, but might be something they look into, you know?
Okay, man. Hey, do appreciate the call, Gavin. Thank you for it. A New York man was sentenced yesterday to more than a year in prison for making thousands of harassing telephone calls to members of Congress and even threatening to kill a staffer. Aide Lilly, 35 years old of Queens, New York, crazy as a poop house rat, was sentenced to 13 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release. Prosecutors accused Lilly of conducting a campaign of pervasive harassing communications against members of Congress.
Okay, I saw this today. Actually, I saw it last night. How in God's name, after the thousands of phone calls that you know that they have evidence he placed, because these are against members of Congress, how is that only worth 13 months? Especially if he threatened to kill one of the staff. I mean,
well,
bye-bye. You're crazy. Bye-bye.
I think I've called one member of Congress in my entire life, and it was...
Kevin, you want to call him right now?
No. It was my member of Congress, and there was a bill. I can't remember what it was about, but it was a bill that I was passionate about, and I was calling to just because, you know, when we used to have Kevin come in here, he would tell us, you know, and I'm not getting political. I'm just relaying something that was said to me years ago to me and Dana. He would say members of Congress actually do keep a tally of people who are calling from district
and
in the office.
It was more... topic tally.
That's what I mean. Like,
there's a crazy tally. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you're a crazy person, they, like this guy that keeps calling,
they go over here.
They go over here in the crazy tally.
Yeah, but
place.
Like, if you were saying, I really want Kevin to vote yes on HR 15, they would go, okay, we got you down. Thank you. What's your address?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. That's a legitimate address in the district. Thank you.
Yep.
And that's it. A systematic review into the potential health effects from radio wave exposure has shown that mobile phones are not linked to brain cancer.
Okay. Sam, do you believe that? We don't even have to ask. The answer is no.
The review was commissioned by the WHO and is published in the journal Environment.
It was commissioned by Apple.
Sponsored by Samsung.
And it's in the journal Environment International.
Gripping.
I will say this. I believed it for years. So normally when I'm having a phone conversation, if I'm not in the car, which goes through the stereo,
I know.
I'm on speaker all the time. I never talk without speaker.
I used to shove that thing under my left thigh. If I get left thigh cancer, please remember, I always, when I'm driving, it's always shoved right under my left thigh.
Why do you put your phone under your left thigh?
I don't know. That's just where it goes.
No, it goes in the seat next to you.
Not anymore, because my charging mechanism is the car.
Is your left thigh?
But for years, I put it right under that left thigh. And then one day I was like, you know, that's probably not the smartest idea.
It goes in the glove box so that you're not distracted while you're driving.
What?
You want me to put my phone in my glove box?
It's not supposed to be within sight.
Oh, good Lord. What happens if I get
Dad,
in a wreck?
Wait a minute. You want me to believe that you put your phone in the glove box?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Hey, I will tell you this. My uncle worked for the railroad. My late uncle, may God bless his soul. He worked for the railroad years ago, back when they had those enormous radiation bursting satellite phones.
They're called cancer makers.
Thank you. Yeah. And though that crew, I swear to you, that crew all got crazy rare, some brain, some ear, some just crazy rare cancers. I think 4 or 5 of the guys on his crew back in the 70s died of cancer.
That's too bad.
Way back in the day. Bad. And so maybe we've perfected the technology now, but you probably still shouldn't put that thing under your thigh.
Bonus hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow, too. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.